Yes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Another team, Rob, that I'm a non-believer on is the Baltimore Orioles. I have seen enough Royals baseball. I don't need to watch any more Royals baseball in the regular season. I can already tell you how I want the remainder of these next, what, they got 13, 14 games left? I don't need to see anymore. They're not winning the division. This is not me being negative. This is just me playing the math and the odds, and you guys know I try to side with that. They're not winning the division. I know that, you know that, and that's fine. They are 4.5 games back, and we have played way too many games for me to think that they are winning the division. They ain't winning the division. Now it is about the wild card and who you line up against. We have seen them play almost all of the competitive teams over the course of the last 30 days, have we not? That was the point of the riptide. You played Minnesota. You played the Yankees. You played Houston. You played Cleveland. All of the teams that you thought you were going to see in October, we have seen. I don't need to see any more data points. I don't need to see any more information to tell you I know exactly who I want the Royals to play. I want the Royals to play the Orioles. If they're not going to win the division and they're not going to be the home team in these games, I have zero fear of going on the road and playing the Orioles. I don't think the Royals are going on the road and beating the Houston Astros. I don't believe that the Royals are going to Yankee Stadium and winning 2 out of 3. You know the team that I do feel very confident that they can go on the road and beat? I feel very confident in their ability to go on the road and beat the Baltimore Orioles. We were just talking about the Miami Dolphins, a team that you think was really good in the first half of the season but fades in the second half of the season. You want to know who the Baltimore Orioles remind me of? They remind me of last year's Philadelphia Eagles. Did you know that the Orioles, they were 17-9 in April, they were 17-9 in May, they were 17-12 in June. The Orioles were fantastic the first part of the season. They were 58-38 in the first half of the year. Did you know that they are 25-26 in the second half of the season? They have had a losing month in July, in August, and they are currently .500 in the month of September. I don't think that team is playing well. And if you're telling me in a very random three-game series, it's not a seven-game series, it is a sprint to who can win two of these next three games. The Royals' arrow is trending upward. I don't think that's what's happening with the Baltimore Orioles. Sure, it's a three-game series. You'll take your chances against anybody. If you get the Yankees, you got to go to Yankee Stadium and you got to figure it out. And you starting pitching-wise, you give yourself an opportunity. You give yourself an opportunity against Houston. But the same way in the NFL, we talk about the difference between being a Super Bowl team and a playoff-contending team. I look at the Yankees and the Astros as a World Series team. I look at the Orioles as a team that's just going to make the postseason. The Royals match up really good against teams, and they've done so all season, against teams that we think are going to just make the playoffs. They have not matched up great against those other teams. If I could pick right now, I want to press the button, give me the Baltimore Orioles. The Royals will beat them.
I would think if you're a Royals fan, now you can't control it. You're not going to be like, hey, win this many games, you're going to get the Orioles. Like, you can't control what you can't control. But if you can get the Orioles, if you're a Royals fan, you got to feel a level of excitement in that wild card round. Because in the riptide, I saw the Royals take on the Astros. It was really bad. It was a four-game series in Houston, and not a single game in the series was Kansas City competitive. Now, I know Vinny got hurt in the first game, and morale, yada, yada, yada. Four games in Houston, smoked every time. I don't want to see Houston. I actually think Houston's doing what Houston does every year. They're rounding into ALCS form.
100%.
So let's run and hide from that team. Also in the riptide, so this is like a very recent thing. I saw the Royals play the Yankees. They played great in game one. They were, fighting tooth and nail in game three. Came up a little short. They lost the series, though. I saw the Yankees do a similar thing to the Royals in Kauffman. Couple close games the Yankees won. One game the Yankees dominated. The Royals did steal one at Kauffman Stadium. I think if the Royals played the Yankees in the playoffs, it might go all three games. But I feel like the Yankees would get the better of the Royals. So I'm standing there right with you. Sign me up. Let's go to Baltimore. Let's see what that pitching can do against that offense. Let's see what a team that has disappointed their fan base, what their energy is. If you're an Oriole fan and you felt like, man, we are World Series bound back in April, Jeff Passan before the season said they're the undisputed best team in baseball. And now they're fighting for a wild card spot and they might be playing in the wild card round. Let's see how their fan base reacts. Let's see how they react if you steal a game. Yes, please. I want to play Baltimore. No, under no circumstances do I want Houston. Whatever it takes to avoid Houston. If you have to lose the entire Braves series in 2 weeks, cool. Don't play Houston.
You know that we love a good cross-sport comparison on this show. I'm going to give you one that I actually think is very complimentary towards one of your favorite teams. You know who Houston is? They're Kansas. They're the three seed with the pedigree. I don't want to see them in the NCAA tournament. They're not the one seed or the two seed this year, but it's Kansas. Let's just not play them. Let's wait to play them to the Elite Eight. I don't want any parts. You know who the Orioles are? They're the six or the seven seed that started out the year in the preseason top 10, but they were just okay in conference play. But you still got to put them in the NCAA tournament, and they're that 6-11 or that 7-10 matchup that you can't wait to ride against them in the first round of the NCAA tournament on your bracket. That's what the difference in these two teams are. I'm not saying it is impossible to beat the Houston Astros, but if I look at them over the last 7 years, and I look at what the Royals have been over the last 7 years, and I look at the series that these two teams just played a couple of weeks ago, yeah, I don't want nothing to do with that team. If you were telling me the Orioles, who last year were arguably the best team in the American League and completely squandered that opportunity, and now in the second half of the season they appear to be doing the exact same thing, I don't want any parts of them. The Yankees are on a different level. The Astros are on a different level. I wouldn't say that Cleveland is, but you're not going to play Cleveland in the first round. You got a chance to play Baltimore. You got a chance to either be hosting Baltimore or going to Baltimore. That is the Royals' best chance to make the postseason. Make the ALDS, because making the wild card is making the postseason. That is their best chance to make the ALDS. And then once you get in a best of five, best of seven, the odds change a little bit. You can get Lugo to pitch twice in the series. You can get Reagans to pitch twice in the series. You really give yourself then a puncher's chance of winning that series. But if they got a three-game set in Yankee Stadium or a three-game set against the Astros, I think they could get swept.
You mentioned it there, and it's the top text on our text line. Guys, the Royals can still be the top wild card, and Baltimore could be coming to Kansas City. What does that mean? Maybe this is – I've been very positive with the Royals all year. I mean, it's the first time I've been negative about the team all season. I don't think the Royals are catching up. The Orioles have a four-and-a-half-game lead, I believe, on the Royals. The Royals aren't making up 4.5 games in 15 games. They're just not. I know the Orioles are playing bad, and the Orioles are wounded, and the Orioles are bleeding, and the Orioles are the team you want in the first round. But the same way the Royals collapsing and falling out of the playoffs would be catastrophic and historic, it's near the same. There's, 15 or 16 games left, depending on what team you are, off days, so on and so forth. To lose 4.5 games in that window would be pretty historical. So I think the Royals are kind of either going to be the 2 or the 3 in the wild card, and then it's just a matter of who you're matching up with. Now, maybe I'm going to look like an idiot for saying that, and the top texter will be right, and the Orioles keep taking on water, and the Royals do jump in the wild card, but 4.5 in 15 games, I'm not really entertaining at this notion.
You know how I know things are going really, really poorly for the Orioles? I want to play for you. This is audio. This is Dean Kramer. Is that how you pronounce his last name? Dean Kramer? Whenever your starting pitcher is talking like this in the final 3 weeks of the season, you guys got problems.
I wish that was my job to tell you, but that's not my job. My job is to go out there and pitch. That's a question for the higher ups, the guys who make the decisions of who plays, who doesn't play, and all that stuff. So I wish I could tell you, but I've got no answer for that.
Yeah, I'm telling you guys, when you start to have that conversation, when the question is how can you guys pull together down the stretch, you guys got problems, man. You got legitimate, serious problems going on with the Baltimore Orioles. I'm telling you right now, if I could press the button, if I could spin the wheel, if I could 100% dictate who the Royals play in the first round of the postseason, it seems very, very obvious to me which team you would pick. You would take the Baltimore Orioles. The Royals are currently better than them. They are. They are better than they are. That matters in the postseason. I think they're better than them, and I think they also have the pitching advantage in that series. You will take that every single time.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.